Well, a tragic story. Now the people of St. Lawrence reeling following the tragedy on the water yesterday as the search continues this morning for the fourth crewman reported overdue from a fishing trip off St. Lawrence on Monday night. Three bodies recovered from the water yesterday. And the mayor of the community, Paul Pike, is on the line with us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Fred.
First of all, our condolences to you and to members of your community on this tragic loss. What can you tell us about the search and what's happening there this morning, sir?
Yeah, well, the search is resuming this morning. And as a matter of fact, the search did continue last night. There's a full-out search on again this morning to bring the last fisherman home. You know, it's a very sad situation. But in one sense, I guess, you know, they've located three of the fishermen, but it's very difficult on the family of the fourth, I can tell you that.
How are people in the community coping in general? I mean, obviously the family members are devastated with the loss, but, you know, like many rural Newfoundland and Labrador communities, St. Lawrence is no different. Everybody knows everybody.
That's certainly correct. And St. Lawrence is a very resilient community that's faced many adversities in the past. And together, we're going to get through this. But there is a lot of community support. And like you indicated, the family is devastated, and so is the community. Because, like you said, everybody knows each other. And, you know, it's something that it's very hard to put into words for people. Fred, like one of the things that certainly came through here in this situation was the strong bond that the fisher people have. You know, the search effort involved boats from many communities along the south coast and, you know, and from other areas. And these fishermen have been out there, you know, some since the search started, looking for the boys to bring them home.
They knew each other, and the four men, we're hearing reports that three were related from the same family.
Yes, Fred, three were related. They have a father, a son, and a nephew. Very, you know, very hard-hit family in this particular case. And, you know, the family was, you know, the both families were from St. Lawrence, lived here their whole lives. You know, the one of the families had been in the fishery for decades and, you know, very well known around town and so on. The two of the fisher men were firefighters in our community. And that's, you know, indicative of the type of people they were. They were very community-minded, family-minded fishermen. Who loved what they did and who also had a great love for their community.
And this has left a tremendous void in your town, in your community.
It certainly has. You know, we have now, you know, three young families who've lost someone, and there are also, you know, six children involved in this as well, young children. And, you know, that in itself is touch the hearts of everyone in our community and everyone abroad.
How does a community get through something like this? And I mean, we're in the middle of this pandemic as well, when, you know, you're supposed to be participating in social distancing and no churches, no funerals, no wakes.
Yes. We entered into a number of discussions yesterday about that exactly what you're saying there. And we really don't know how to go forward as a community. You know, you want to support the families in any way you can, you know, a lot of people are you know, trying to figure out how they're going to show support for the family when you know, COVID-19 is saying you know that we must keep our distance and gatherings of 10 people or more are not permitted and so on for funerals. So I don't know, Fred, like it's something that we're trying to put some thought into now of how to deal with it. Obviously, the community wants to come together to be with the families, But we really don't know how we're going to approach it at this point.
Well, I'm at a loss for words. Mayor Pike, I want to thank you for taking the time. I know you're very, very busy this morning. We've got a lot of people trying to have a chat with you. Good luck in the search today. I don't know if that's the appropriate thing to say, but obviously for the family, it would mean, you know, closure. And again, our condolences from everybody here at VOCMTU and to the community and the families involved.
Yeah, thank you, Fred, and thank you to the people from across the island and across the country for reaching out to the people of the community to show their support, and we really appreciate it. And we are a community that will stay together and get through this as best we can.